Just a quick content warning before we get started this week on Sawbones. We're going to be talking about some current disturbing therapies, quote unquote therapies, that are being used primarily on children and other vulnerable populations. So if that's something that you would find distressing, this may be an episode that you want to skip.
Sawbones is a show about medical history, and nothing the hosts say should be taken as medical advice or opinion. It's for fun. Can't you just have fun for an hour and not try to diagnose your mystery boil? We think you've earned it. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy a moment of distraction from that weird growth. You're worth it.
All right. Song is about the books. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Sawbones, a marital tour of misguided medicine. I am your co-host, Justin McElroy.
And I'm Sydney McElroy.
And Sydney, I am not necessarily looking forward to this episode.
No, I have to say, so generally we stick to history. Although, I mean, we dabble in the modern, but whenever I get a lot of tweets and emails and Facebook page notifications about a topic, even if it's more modern, I feel like it at least needs to be looked into. And this is in the last few weeks, I got, well, not the last few weeks, but like the last two maybe weeks, I got a lot of I had a lot of listeners reaching out and saying, you need to talk about this. And while this seems like an obvious thing that is bad and everybody should avoid, I think it's worth discussing because this treatment, and I hesitate to use the word treatment because it is not a treatment for anything. It does not treat anything. So the
I understand where we use things like treatment or therapy in this episode. It's with a pretty big air quotes.
Alleged treatment.
Right.
Is being used by a lot of people currently. And it is not there. So far, it does not seem to be an end in sight to at least some people continuing to follow this protocol. So I think it is worth discussing to kind of unravel some of the language that is used around this, some of the science, so that if you hear someone talking about it, you know exactly why it's such a bad idea and why the things that they're saying, the people who sell this stuff are lying. So we're going to talk about bleach medicine.
Okay.
Now, the first thing I'm going to say is that people who push these supposed treatments will tell you, oh, well, see, the media doesn't understand. It's not bleach. They're lying to you. Either they're lying or they just don't understand the science. If they understood the science, they wouldn't be saying this stuff. When they tell you that these medicines we're talking about are bleach, they're not bleach. So they're lying. So now you can't buy anything that the media says. And there is a truth to that as far as what they're saying. It is not bleach. Mm-hmm. And I want to get into exactly what they're saying so that you can understand why they are still being dishonest, just indirectly. So, Justin, when you think of bleach, what do you assume I mean if I say bleach?
Clorox bleach.
Do you know that?
I don't mean to besmirch the fine people at Clorox. I'm sure that they just want to get a lot of whites whiter and colors brighter, but
Clorox in no way endorses this.
Yes.
Yes.
Just to clarify.
No. I think that they would be happy that the word bleach is synonymous with their brand.
Right.
Because that means it's what you think of when you want to go buy bleach, but certainly not with this.
But no.
Fake medical practice. Bleach is the name we give anything that whitens or lightens or clean stains. Mm. Bleach is not actually a single chemical. Which is a common misconception. The idea that bleach is a single thing. No, there are multiple substances that can bleach something.
Okay. So bleach is probably more accurately to think of it as the verb. Like bleach.
Yes.
And then things that fulfill that are bleach?
Are bleaches. Okay. This is a bleach. Yes.
A bleach is probably a better, using the indefinite article is probably more helpful here.
But we tend to, though. I mean, I would say most people say, like, this is bleach.
This is bleach.
Yeah. It is a bleach. Because we started out using things like lactic acid or lye to bleach things. Mm-hmm. Those were the early, and it was largely to whiten things, to remove the color from something or remove stains from it. That was the original intention of these bleaches. Chlorine bleach, which is what I think a lot of us associate with bleach, mm-hmm. a chlorine-based bleach, was first discovered in 1774. And then in 1785, there was a French scientist, Claude Berthollet, who recognized that it could be used to bleach fabrics. And from there, he also discovered sodium hypochlorite, which is like the first... That was the first commercial, like, here's a bottle of bleach you can buy and use it to, you know, get your whites whiter. Mm-hmm. And they used to call it Javel water. It was the borough in Paris where they first made it. It was 1820 when another French chemist, Labarrac, discovered that you could disinfect things with bleach. So it was beyond just, you know, making something lighter. You could also... clean things with it, and he started popularizing it for this use, and this spread very quickly to the medical practice. The idea that, I mean, yes, it's great for cleaning your countertops, fantastic, but hey, maybe we could clean, you know, medical instruments. Maybe we could start using dilute solutions to wash our hands or wash our, you know, our examining tables, whatever. The idea that you could start cleaning hospitals to improve conditions with bleach spread pretty quickly. Also, any place that dealt with animal products like slaughterhouses became a very popular place to start using the substance.
And that kind of goes, we're in the same sort of era as Semmelweis, right? Right? Like figuring out that there's a connection between
yes
hygiene and health.
As it spread, exact same kind of time period where we're starting to figure this stuff out. The reason, by the way, that bleach does this, it's bad for organic things, living things.
Very layman's way of putting it.
Yes, it destroys proteins. So they're good disinfectants because they work against a lot of different organic things. Mm-hmm. As opposed to like taking an antibiotic, which is targeted to some extent, although there are broader spectrum, you know, they work in different ways. So this is why it was such an effective thing. It kind of killed everything. And when I say organic compounds, organic, you know, organisms, organic
things, organisms,
okay, people too can be harmed by bleach.
Living stuff.
If you ingest it, certainly enough of it. We started using bleach, like I said, to disinfect things. Dilute bleach solutions were used, like I said, in hospitals, industrial uses. We use them in pools. You know that, right? Mm-hmm. Chlorine.
Yes, I do.
Now, sodium hypochlorite in particular did have a couple medical applications beyond just for like non-living objects that you want to clean. We've talked about before Dakin's solution.
It sounds familiar.
Do you remember that? Henry Dakin made a very dilute solution using sodium hypochlorite back during World War I, and it was a way to clean wounds. And it is still used to this day.
We still use Dakin's solution.
It's the strongest is about 0.5% that was the strongest that was felt to be both effective in killing the stuff you want it to kill and not causing a lot of damage to the surrounding tissue. Because that's the problem, right? If you just took straight up non-diluted bleach and dumped it on a wound,
bad.
You would kill bacteria that might be there.
Good.
Right. But also you would damage the human that's there.
Bad.
As well.
Bad.
And that's the truth. That's the
thing.
And
I bet
even
that 0.5 solution stings. Oh, man, I bet it hurts so bad.
I don't...
Whenever people put something on things.
I've seen it used, though, in the hospital.
Yeah. What about a movie? You know, like in movies, there are people put stuff on something and they go, ah, I bet it's that stuff.
Yeah, no, because in movies, when people are just like dumping things on wounds, it's usually like vodka or something, right? It's usually like they grab a bottle of liquor and dump it on the wound. Dakin solution, by the way, is never ingested.
Ever.
So we did figure out that we could use this kind of bleaching solution, a bleach, for a medical purpose on a human body, but it was purely topical. It is not
just outside,
which means topical as in on the skin, not topical like current.
Like, did you hear the news about how everybody's drinking bleach?
Did you hear about Dakin and his bleach? There is another thing we need to talk about, chlorine dioxide. This is a gas, but it can also like exist as a dilute liquid, like a solution. Okay. It can be in a solution. And this particular bleaching product, this particular bleach, can be used for wood pulp, textiles, beeswax. Like it has these like specific industrial applications.
Okay.
And when you start talking to the proponents of these fake treatments, they use all these different words to try to combat the truth of what they're doing. So what they'll tell you is that we're going to get into miracle mineral supplements, MMS, that the MMS they sell is not bleach, and everybody's lying when they tell you that it is. And they're right in that it is not bleach, because when you buy their MMS, you have to buy an activator. And the activator turns the MMS into bleach. So the chlorine dioxide that results is absolutely a bleach. So you are going to be ingesting bleach. It's just not, when they say, oh, everybody says it's like household bleach. Well, it's not. Well, that's true. It's not household bleach. It's a different bleach, and it doesn't happen until you buy their other thing and turn it into that.
Right.
So that is just to kind of unwind the lies that they tell.
Because
they'll say, well, that's not true. That's absolutely not true. And
it is.
It is. So who thinks you should drink bleach?
Nobody.
Jim Humble does.
Oh, my mistake.
So
I should have guessed that in hindsight that there would be somebody.
It feels like an odd thing that you have to say, like, don't drink bleach. I don't feel like there was ever a time in my life where I didn't know not to drink.
Well, there was probably a time in your very early years.
Yeah, but like that was from my earliest memories, your parents are like, don't get in that cabinet. There's bleach in there. That can hurt you. Don't drink that.
Don't drink that bleach. Okay, you got in the cabinet. Fine, but don't drink the bleach.
Jim Humble is the founder of the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing. And I usually, you know, on the show, we try to be very sensitive to diverse belief systems and faiths. It is very clear on the Genesis 2 website that this is not, a religion does not have to believe in a higher power. A religion can just be dedicated to health. Religion is health.
I still don't believe that, though.
I'm not going to sit here and get into the semantics of the word religion, but that is, this is not a church in the sense that they practice some sort of faith that you would identify. Like they're not Christian. They're not any of the major world religions that I could unravel. They do quote the Bible sometimes on their website. 'Cause I kept thinking like, is this some sort of non-denominational Christian faith? I couldn't find that connection at all. They say very clearly that their religion is in health and humans.
Samuel Jackson quotes the Bible in Pulp Fiction, but he's not a church. Think about it.
So they are not associated with any world religion that I could find. Their primary activity is to go fix the world through the use of this miracle mineral supplement, MMS. Now, as to how Humble came up with it, he tells lots of stories that he was an aerospace engineer, that he worked on the atomic bomb, that he worked on a lunar module. He does not have a degree in engineering,
but they're like,
so I don't know that his background is very questionable.
Got it.
As to what exactly he did and what his job was and what kind of education or training he might have to come up with anything like this. And a lot of people have done good research and digging, and like journalists have uncovered this stuff through the years. Cause this is, I mean, he's been around for since 2008, he was being investigated. I think this probably even predates this, like 2004-ish. Okay. So he's been around for a while. And so people have been looking into his lies for a while. More recently, he is said that he is a billion-year-old god from the Andromeda Galaxy.
And that is probably equally hard to quantify and double-check that information.
That's right. I don't know how you prove.
And almost,
how do you disprove that?
You know, it's funny in a sense, and this may be a stretch, but you could almost call the other stuff that he said into question a little bit more because he claimed to be a million-year-old god from the Andromeda Galaxy.
I found on one website, because a lot of people have looked into this, have looked into this and this guy, that he was a former Scientologist, but I only found it on one website. And
oh, man.
So I couldn't make that tie. I don't know.
Smooth.
He may have been. I don't know. But anyway, so he claims to be this god who is here to take care of us, protect us. He's like the doctor.
Except
he sucks and he's hurting people. Also, the doctor's not a god. I didn't mean to insinuate that the doctor's a god. Obviously, the doctor's not a god.
Well, anyway. You know, Cindy, there are some non-canonical works that...
So he discovered the miracle of his mineral supplement while he was in South America. He was with a prospecting team looking for minerals.
I mean, or like was he, right?
This is his origin story.
And according to legend.
Yeah. According to legend, one of his colleagues got what he calls the most deadly form of malaria. I assume
super falciparum. Malaria.
I just assume falciparum is what he's referencing. And he said that it was the variety that kills within hours if no medical intervention is possible. That's not, hours from what? From your mosquito bite? Because no. But anyway, so one way or another, somebody got malaria, which is, bad. Malaria. Bad. We have talked about malaria before. It's bad. And he knew that it was going to be too late for them to get this person to proper medical treatment, like they were going to die before they could get them taken care of. So he gave him some of his water purification drops, which was just some sodium chloride, some bleaching solution in water, you know, because they were water purification droplets, which is, this is all perfectly reasonable. But he gave them to the guy and he, like within hours, was fine. Within hours, his malaria.
I'm assuming you're saying he gave him the water purification at like too high of a concentration. Like it wasn't like put into water, right?
No, diluted, like, he just said drink this.
Drink the.
I don't know how much of it he drank, but he said
straight up water purification.
Yes, drink this solution of sodium chloride.
Whose idea was this?
It was Jim Humbles.
It was his. He was in South Africa. He was like, I've got a wild idea.
Yes.
South America. Sorry.
Yes.
I've got a wild idea. Drink these water purification drops.
Mm-hmm. And the guy was better. It cured. Not only did it keep him alive until he got medical treatment. He's not saying that. He's saying he cured his malaria by having him drink the bleach. And then he was fine. And this is the origin story of MMS. So why are we talking about it?
I don't know.
Why do we care about this one guy who maybe or maybe not drank bleach and then his malaria was better?
I have a theory, but...
Well, it didn't stop there.
I figured, yeah, okay, that was my theory.
But first, let's head to the billing department.
Let's go. Let's luxuriate in the billing department before we have to talk more about this dude.
The medicines that escalate macabre for the mouth.
So once Jim got back to the United States, he wanted to share his miracle solution with everyone. He thought that this was probably great against malaria.
That's what it's on the box. Probably great against malaria.
But what else could it treat? Who knows? I mean, it's probably endless because
sure,
we didn't see that coming, that drinking bleach would help with malaria. So what else?
Like, other great
other things. So he formulated Miracle Mineral Supplement. It has different substances in it. It's not just one thing. And they say that it is a 22.4 solution of sodium chloride, and then there's some table salt in there, and then they say there's some other neutral chemicals like sodium hydroxide, sodium carbonate, and sodium bicarbonate, which, just on a side note, sodium hydroxide is not, I assume this is a pH thing when he says neutral, that he means a neutral pH. It is not neutral. It is very alkaline. It's very basic. So I don't even know it's basic. It's a very strong base. I don't know where that comes from. But anyway, so it's a solution of all these things. And you have to activate it by adding citric acid, and then you get chlorine dioxide, as we've already mentioned, in solution. And so when you hear these things, you'll often hear MMS/CD.
Okay.
And the MMS is the Miracle Mineral Supplement that you activate and then get CD, chlorine dioxide, which is a bleach. And so if you see those two things listed together, that's why. According to their website, you can treat not just malaria, but cancer, the flu, HIV, herpes, any problems of the mouth, gum, teeth, sinuses, constipation, burns, fungus, Ebola, staph infections, eczema, cold sores. Anything. That this is a, it's, doc, it's, this is one of those doctors don't want you to know about.
Yeah. Bleach.
All along, the treatment.
This is so classic. Like, this is the most classic sort of American thing that I can come up with, is that this cat finds out that if you give water purification gunk, he accidentally cured someone's malaria with it, right? He didn't, obviously.
The story is probably either completely fabricated or almost completely fabricated. Or, I mean, he did cure malaria.
He did suggest to someone that they drink his water purification stuff, and then they were like, no, absolutely not. That was maybe the end of the story. But anyway, he finds that, and what does he do? Does he say, like, oh my gosh, I figured this out, I better report it to people who can study the effects? Does he put it on the, like, Twitter, just like, hey, life hack, you can cure me? Like, no, he starts a business about it and starts trying to cure other things with it, like, because of course.
The problem is, exactly like you said, he doesn't do any research. There is no research on this.
None.
It's like a lot of our patent medicine salesmen and women of the past. It relies on testimonials. That is largely what you will find if you start looking into evidence that this works. You'll find people who say that it works.
And hey, probably don't start looking into evidence, because I have seen Sydney cry more researching this episode than I think any other that we have done. Maybe
it's hard, because I don't think I need to say this, but drinking bleach, drinking chlorine dioxide solutions, it's dangerous, it's toxic, and so far no one has been proven to die from this treatment. There was one questionable, but it sounded like it was not necessarily this. But there are definitely reports from people who are saying it's working and then talking about the symptoms that they're having or that their child is having as evidence that it's working. And these are symptoms of toxicity. So it is definitely harming people. It has not so far resulted in the loss of a life that we know of. But it's so obviously harmful. And I don't think I need to tell you that there are dozens of articles that will tell you that drinking chlorine is bad, that it's a good disinfectant. It's a good industrial cleaner. It's not good to drink. And you probably couldn't do a study on it, because if you went to the Institutional Review Board, if you went to the IRB and said, I want to do a study where I feed humans bleach and see what happens, they would probably say, no. We have so many studies that say bleach is dangerous. No, you can't do this. So we're not going to get a study. Good.
That's smart.
I think if it was just Jim Humble and his church, this might be limited in its scope. But you also have to, I don't want to use the word credit, blame Carrie Rivera for a lot of this nonsense and how far it has spread as well. Carrie Rivera, known as Keto Carrie more and more these days, because I think she will push whatever she can sell. And, you know, keto is very popular. So these days she's going by Keto Carrie because she has a keto diet that she was already, I think, a fan of. And now that it's very popular, she pushes that too. But she is a big proponent of what she has called dubbed CD therapy. It's for chlorine dioxide therapy, specifically for autism. Now, she notes that this can cure a lot of other things too, but she uses this bleach therapy to focus on people with autism. And I would say that she's largely targeting the parents of children who have been diagnosed with autism. Obviously, I don't think she would limit it to that. She would say anybody with autism. But I feel like these tend to be more targeted at parents that they can convince to use this on a child, as opposed to a person who would use it on themselves. Does that make sense?
Yes.
She advocates drinking the solution. And when I say drinking the solution, I want to be clear. Nobody is telling people to drink the whole bottles, because if you drank the whole bottle of either the MMS or the CD, if you drank the bottle, you would almost certainly die. They advocate using drops, and they have a protocol that they tell you to follow. And it depends on what you have and what you're treating and what phase, quote unquote, of the protocol you're in as to how many drops you take. So it may be that you're taking, you know, 8 drops 3 times a day, or sometimes I saw some that were up to like 15 drops, and it's in water, so it's even more diluted. Mm-hmm. So they're telling you to take it in a way that is less likely to kill you. But she also says you're going to see things like nausea, vomiting, diarrhea as a result of this. And if you ask Jim Humble or Carrie or any of these people who advocate for this, they will tell you this is a sign of the detox. We always hear that with detoxes, right?
Oh, yeah.
If this makes you sick, it's because it's working.
Right, exactly.
Gosh, that's as old as medicine. We've talked about that since the days of the four humors. If this makes you puke, if it makes you poop, then it's working. And they will tell you that it is because, according to Carrie, autism is caused by parasites and worms and bacteria and toxins and viruses. And you just name a lot of stuff, because then whatever comes out, you can say, oh, it worked. None of this is true. But this is what she will tell you. And so when you have all these symptoms, you're expelling whatever it was that caused, quote unquote, caused the autism to begin with. Specifically, they focus a lot on worms that will come out in your stool, especially after the enemas of the solution. And you can find, I wouldn't recommend you looking for them, there are pictures where people have posted the worms, quote unquote, that they have expelled all over the internet. People love to post pictures of these. These are not worms. These are pieces of intestinal lining that have sloughed off.
That we need, I would assume, that are good for us, right, to have in there?
I mean, yes.
Better than the
default.
There is no
reason for you to intentionally slough off the lining of your intestine. It will grow. I mean, your intestine does, like, it. There more will come. You didn't lose it forever. Mm-hmm. But it's that, don't do that. Like, that, this is not safe. And these are seen as signs that, like, oh, good, you've gotten rid of the worms, so things are going to get better. But this is probably just the toxicity Now, this is certainly the toxicity of the substance that, that you're either ingesting or using as an enema. She was a speaker. She promoted this at what is called the Autism One Conference. Now, she is not a current speaker, but in the past, she has spoken there.
Mm-hmm.
She's gotten in trouble for promoting this therapy there. But it sounds like the Autism One Conference, from my reading of what they promote, has lots of non-evidence-based therapies. Andrew Wakefield was one of their presenters. They're very anti-vax.
The vax, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that there was a lot of probably bunk science at this conference, but she was so bad that I don't see her listed as being invited back. Because
that's pretty bad, eh?
Yeah.
It's pretty bad that they were like, I don't know, this is a bit much for us.
She's very careful about how she pushes it now because the FDA and Health Canada and the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry and the Food Standards Agency of the UK and the National Autism Society of the UK, as well as tons of other state and federal regulatory and medical and advocacy organizations have all come out against this. There is no scientific organization that will tell you to do this.
No,
period.
Obviously.
None.
Of course.
Anybody who's heard of it has either casually said don't do it or publicly made statements, or if they're like a regulatory agency, has taken action to stop her from doing this. So like she'll joke like she can't tell you to drink chlorine dioxide.
But if some happens to God,
but you can find the protocols. You can go on her website and she pushes a lot of things like books about autism cures, books about the keto diet, lots of supplements and there's something on there called Mother's Helper. And pills, among their other ingredients, their herbal ingredients also contain 140 milligrams of caffeine each. I wonder how those work. That's a lot of caffeine.
That's a lot of caffeine.
Like your cup of drip coffee has like 50 milligrams, I believe.
It's all
like
very,
your average.
It's
I mean, like if you're getting coffee at a coffee shop, it's higher. But anyway, 140 milligrams. There's castor oil on our website, Ketox foot baths.
Those I just looked. They're like $400.
Yes. And you can also get an hour consultation with her for $120.
A deal. Do you think she would do our show? You think if we like
I don't
at the beginning quietly
voice.
Mumbled like, this is for our podcast, Hallbones, and we're recording the whole thing. Anyway, let's get started with this great consultation.
She's gotten enough time to make her case, I think, and it's all lies. She will tell you that she's quote unquote recovered is the word she uses over 500 children from autism.
Get wrecked. Like, seriously, that makes me so freaking angry. Like, can we stop treating neurodivergence like freaking smallpox? Like, we need to eradicate this plague. God, I know we've said it on other episodes, but it makes me so furious. It's like bad enough that you're not only lying and ripping people off and killing people, you're also like creating this aura around. Sorry, Sid.
Yes. Yes. Well, it's furthering the discrimination and the prejudice and the judgment and the stigma.
Yes.
That there is one right way to be, to think, to behave, to move through the world, and that everything else is wrong and needs to be fixed. That is exactly the part of the damage of this treatment. Quote unquote treatment is not just the actual toxic physical damage,
which does occur again, is real.
Yes, that is real and is happening to everyone who is being exposed to it. And a lot of the people who are being exposed to it are children who do not have any say, who like their parents are giving them medicine. And like our kids, like when my daughter has a fever and I give her some Tylenol, she takes it because mommy told her to take the Tylenol for her fever. And these kids are doing the same thing. Mommy's telling me to take the medicine, so I'm taking the medicine. They have no voice. They have no way to protect themselves to stop this. The parents are well-meaning in that they think they're looking for help. But what they're doing is harming their children. I mean, they're damaging their children. And these people are profiting off of convincing. And again, I'm not saying it's just parents. There are other people who go drink this bleach voluntarily. There are people who, because it has been pushed as a cure for lots of other things, especially by Jim Humble, people go to receive what he calls the sacrament. That's how a lot of this has been protected, too. It's all supposedly a religious thing with him. So it's you receive your sacrament of MMS, and you can cure all the world's diseases that way. It's to attend his, like, there was a conference. The reason we got all these tweets about it is there's just a conference in Leavenworth, Washington on 420.
Nice.
For $450 a person or $800 a couple, you can come.
That may be the worst part. He would do this on
420. On 420. You can come and get the quote unquote sacramental protocols, and then they'll sell you that too. That's a separate charge.
Of course.
And they'll give you instructions on how to do it, make the chlorine dioxide and take it, and it will cure all your diseases. So it's not just being pushed on people with autism or parents of people with autism. It's being pushed on anybody who has anything. But it is dangerous, and it is furthering dangerous ideas and stigmas and stereotypes, and it is physically harmful to the people who are using it. Unsatisfied with harming Americans, Humble has branched out to other parts of the world. He has been selling his sacrament to victims in Uganda to cure malaria. There are videos that they've released of them convincing people in Uganda to take this treatment and to try to cure their children who have malaria, who are very sick with it. It's all very, it's very disturbing, and they should all be stopped, because what they're doing, I don't understand how these people are still operating. How is this not?
I don't know.
I always feel like I understand the laws about this stuff until I see that Keto Carrie is still out there selling stuff. She's walking the earth freely, convincing parents to feed their children bleach. And the reason I think it's worth talking about is because she is still operating. Her website's still up. You can still buy stuff. You can still, the consultations, the reason she does it that way is then she can tell you privately how to do the protocols. Because if you publish it too much, then she gets in trouble. So she just privately, one-on-one, tells you how much bleach to drink. And Jim Humble is holding another seminar, is what he calls them, this summer, August 17th and 18th in Eden, New York. I guess the location is to be decided. But he's not stopping. He's not done. And there is no science for any of this. None of this works. None of this does anything. It is harmful. The next time somebody tells you about it, I hope this has armed you with enough scientific information to explain why it's totally fraudulent. Absolutely no basis in any kind of medical or scientific evidence.
It's, yeah. I mean, it's Sydney almost didn't want to do this one because it's like, it just is so much. Like, what do we, this is the only outlet that we sort of have for this sort of thing. Like, Sydney, I guess, can independently tell her patients not to drink bleach, but that seems a trifle unnecessary and probably not the best, most productive use of their time. But, like, this podcast is what we got. So if you're listening to this and you're, like, a cop or something, or, like, I don't know.
I don't think any police officer could just go arrest.
I'm specifically not saying that, like, I don't know, anonymous. Do you all take out bad websites? Can you? I'm not suggesting that you take out any bad websites like KetoCarrie.com. KetoCarrie.com has a huge badge above her products that says, it's like it looks like one of those seal of approval kind of things, and it says Carrie Riviera recommended, like. Approved by who? By me.
By me.
By me. It's good.
It's my website, and I endorsed it.
Sorry.
The worms, by the way, those are often used as proof, and you will see them called rope worms. This is a whole thing. The idea that there are various, bleach is one thing, but there's a whole idea behind that there are rope worms in your body that cause all manner of disease, and you can get rid of them by taking all of these different things that people will sell you. They are intestinal lining. You can find them all over the internet. There was a paper written about them. It was never published in a peer-reviewed journal. And in that paper, it says that rope worms are most likely to attack people whose blood pH is between 8 and 10. if you don't need to know any other reason why all of this is fake and there are no such thing as rope worms and none of this is real, if your blood pH was between 8 and 10, you'd be dead for sure. 100% dead, not alive. So they don't even know basic science. But rope worms are not real. And that's a big part of this is, well, you're expelling the rope worms. No, that's not a thing. There are worms, not rope worms. They're not real. That's your intestinal lining that has been shed because you drank bleach. Please stop.
Please stop drinking bleach. And just a reminder, just to reiterate, if you are somebody on the autism spectrum, you don't need to be cured. You need to be supported and understood like every other human being on the planet. Yay. But you don't need to be cured. Stop trying to cure autistic people. So that is our show for this week. Again, anonymous, that website was ketocarry.com. If you could just kind of, I don't know what y'all do, and I'm not specifically saying you should do it, but if you are doing it, it is among the websites available on the internet, is all I'm saying. Or like you could report the Better Business Bureau. Is that something?
I mean, they've been regulated. Both Jim Humble and Kerry Rivera have been regulated. Like they've been, law enforcement has been on them before, but I don't know what it takes to be stopped.
Oh, I got one. Where's the thing in...
people get stopped, and I don't know how these people haven't.
You said the next seminar is in Eden, New York, right? Do you know the facility that it's at?
No.
They're not saying? It's not publicly available?
Well, it's not on the website. It says TBD. It's not on the website.
TBD.
Well, I mean, I think that they know that there's a decent chance they'll get shut down before then.
Yeah, so I guess... keep an eye out if you're in that area. If you figure out where that's going to be, maybe you could call the location and just say like, hey, please don't put it there. It's like really whack. They're at Genesis II Church on Twitter, although they don't seem to be particularly active there. I don't know. I'm struggling here. I'm grasping at straws, trying to come up with something to do. It's just like, you want to do something. I don't know what anybody can do.
I mean, if the best thing you can do is have the knowledge that when you hear this stuff, you can say, oh no, oh, that's, let me tell you some stuff I've learned about that. Those people are trying to rip you off. They're trying to trick you and they're fraudulent. And here's some stuff I know. Don't fall into that trap. I think that's maybe the best thing people can do. If people won't buy it, they can't sell it, and then nobody gets hurt.
Folks, that is actually going to be our show for this week. Thank you so much for listening. If you could rate and review our show, we don't tell people to drink bleach, so that's one huge thing in our favor. We almost kind of tell them not to. It's kind of our wild thing that we're on.
We'll get back to history next week, but now we've all been armed with the information to hopefully stop this.
We have
most ridiculous of fake treatments.
If you go to McElroyMerch.com, you can find merch for all of our podcasts. We've got a new vaccine shirt that says vaccine safe and effective since 1796 on there. It's pretty cool. And we would like it if you would check it totally out. A portion of those proceeds on that shirt are going to go to vaccine awareness and education. So if you want to get that shirt, it's at McElroyMerch.com along with some other stuff.
And get vaccinated.
It's better
won't
than
provide
my,
that.
No,
it's like
not available on the site currently.
Go to your doctor or health department. And get vaccinated.
Thank you, taxpayers, for these strong medicines as the intro and outro of our program. Thank you to you for listening to our podcast. We will be with you again next week. Until then, my name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Sydney McElroy.
And as always, don't drill a hole in your head.
All right. Yeah.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.
I'm Bailiff Jesse Thorne.
and justice is within your reach.
My mom refuses to take my phone calls.
My boyfriend says I should take our cats with me to graduate school, but I think he should keep them.
In the court of Judge John Hodgman, justice rules.
My partner's board game collection is out of control.
My sister won't stop stealing my clothes.
I'm Judge John Hodgman. I'm tough, but fair. I'll bring you justice, and I'm only a click away.
Tipping, automotive etiquette, siblings, roommates. If you've got a case, go to MaximumFun.org/JJHO. Judge John Hodgman is tough, but fair. Subscribe to the podcast today.
Judge John Hodgman rules. That is all.